increasing numbers of people are lining up at food pantries and soup kitchens. Food bank operators say they're not just helping people get through emergencies, because many people are becoming regulars. Now, there's a shortage at the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, which provides food to 400 agencies in the region. Rachel Gottbaum reports.
In the warehouse at the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, an employee loads boxes on a forklift filled with ears of corn. This year, the food bank will give away 6.5 million pounds of food. But that's still not enough.
Literally, we had pantries in our network that had no food on their shelves.
David Sharkin is the executive director. Since 2000, the percentage of food distributed by food banks across the country has increased by 67%. Sharkin says the shortages are due to flat donations and a steady increase in demand. More working families are relying on food pantries, and they're relying on them for longer periods of time.
I think America still has a frozen image of who's desperately in need, that it's a down-and-out hobo that's jobless and homeless. But increasingly, people are working and not able to make ends meet. And they're the ones that are coming to food pantries and meal sites.
One of the places the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts supplies is the Northampton Survival Center.
Makes a nice salad.
The small room is packed with people waiting their turn to pick up a food box. One of them is 43-year-old Caroline. Caroline, who did not want to give her last name, has been coming to the Survival Center regularly for the past 2 years. For 10 years, she has had her own massage business, and she was doing well enough to buy a house. But things changed after 9/11.
I really felt the effect of other people's economies bottoming out.
Suddenly, customers couldn't afford to go to her for massage.
As I continued to make less and less money, it just started getting harder and harder for everything to get paid on a monthly basis.
My name's Bill, and I've probably been using the food bank for maybe 2 years.
Bill just turned 60 this year. He's a baker for a regional grocery chain and chose not to give his last name. But he has been laid off twice, and he now earns less than half of what he was making at his last job.
Sometimes we just had a kind of had macaroni and cheese or rice and whatever, because the bill came first and then the food came second.
At Western Massachusetts food pantries, the number of clients is up nearly 50% over last year. Heidi Norton-Smith, who runs the Northampton Survival Center, says she's seeing her neighbors more often, friends from church, families whose children go to school with hers, seniors on fixed income, and also people who are unemployed for long periods of time.
Food's run out, the money's run out, and they're running out of time, and they come here just feeling like, I hope this is the only time you'll ever see me, and I'm not going to put down roots, but they're coming back.
This summer, several national anti-hunger groups created a blueprint to combat hunger. The document was distributed to hundreds of lawmakers, corporations, and individuals. It calls for the federal government to increase eligibility for WIC and food stamps, and calls on communities to educate people about these programs. Nationwide, only 60% of those eligible for food stamps use them. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.